KUOW is the record on the 3rd of April, a Monday. I'm Bill Radke, and as I speak, city crews are loading up those lime green bikes you may have seen people riding around Seattle. The bikes were part of Pronto, Seattle's bike share program, a short-lived bike share program. The city killed it because not enough people were riding those lime green bikes. Pronto launched in 2014 with 500 bikes, and that first year saw fewer than 150,000 trips. By comparison, Washington, D.C.'s bike share program started a few years earlier with 1,100 bikes, so more than double, and more than 1 million trips. Whew, Seattle just blew a big opportunity here with Pronto, if you believe Ryan Packer, who has been using Pronto since day one. On Friday, Ryan shared his final morning Pronto commute with KUOW's Matt Martin.
Staring at the Pronto checkout screen at Denny and Summit on Capitol Hill, Ryan Packer notices something different about the computer system he's used for the past 2 years.
24-hour pass, you can't buy a three-day pass anymore. It's the last day.
Ryan has logged over 2,000 trips on Pronto. He bikes from Capitol Hill down to his job at Zeke's Pizza each morning.
When we get up here, the bike lane's going to disappear, so we have to go and into the turn lane.
But in addition to slinging pizza, Ryan is also the senior editor at the Urbanist blog. He's thought a lot about bike share.
Let's go up to second.
Ryan believes bad design is one reason bike share wasn't successful here. Bad design of both the Pronto system itself and bike lanes around the city.
It's like a big Rube Goldberg machine to feel safe riding from one point to the other. It should be seamless and it should be serendipitous. You can't really just pick up a bike and head somewhere.
You know, one of the keys to a successful bike share system is size. Size matters.
Gabe Klein used to run one of the most successful bike share programs in the country, Capital Bike Share, in Washington, D.C.
And so I think that fundamentally the most important thing that you can do when you're launching a bike share system is to make it big enough and have enough utility for it to be a primary mode of transportation, not a secondary or tertiary mode.
But Derek Hicks thinks there's actually a different problem. He lives in Seattle and has used Pronto once or twice. And he says for people who actually want to ride their bikes to get around the city, it's weird to have to borrow one.
People that do bike around own their own bikes. So there are a group of people that would not be interested in sharing bikes. They simply own them, and they're the ones that are willing to go up and down the steep hills and around. But people that bike less that would want to rent bikes are not willing to do the very serious biking.
The city had budgeted $3 million for Pronto. Mayor Ed Murray says that money will now be used to improve other pedestrian and bike projects. Ryan isn't optimistic. He says that won't be as beneficial if Pronto had been fully fleshed out. He says the city is going to be worse off in the long run if we don't find a way to make a bike system sustainable. But in the meantime, Ryan Packer will just be walking to work.
I'm going to ride a couple more times today, but it's going to be a bummer.
For KUOW, I'm Matt Martin.
Yes, it's always difficult when something has passed on, and we asked you on social media to write Pronto's obituary. If you were the obit writer, what would you say? Chad says, Pronto died at the bottom of a hill, soaking wet and deep in debt. The Seattle Bike Blog contributed a little darker version. 29-month-old baby Pronto tragically died of starvation while its parents argued over the best way to feed it. Ouch. Cecilia says, rest in peace, Pronto. Thanks for returning the parking spaces. Oh, yeah, those bike racks, I guess, will be parking spots again. And Tim finally says, Pronto helped me get home in time to put my young daughter to bed so many times when South Lake Union buses weren't up to it. Thanks. Those comments from listeners who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you'll find us on your favorite social network when you search for KUOW.